USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has penned a formal letter of resignation in which he condemns the assault on the U.S. Capitol. Azar late Friday night said he will resign at noon on Wednesday. In the letter to President Donald Trump dated this past Tuesday, Azar says the attacks on the Capitol were an assault on our democracy and on the tradition of peaceful transitions of power. President-elect Biden is pledging to boost supplies of the coronavirus vaccine and set up new vaccination sites to meet his goal of 100 million shots in 100 days.
The vaccine rollout in the United States has been a dismal failure thus far. Our plan is as clear as it is bold. Get more people vaccinated for free. Create more places for them to get vaccinated. Mobilize more medical teams to get the shots in people's arms. Increase supply and get it out the door as soon as possible.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Moving and shaking at the NRA, USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
The National Rifle Association is filing for bankruptcy and moving to Texas, where it will restructure as a nonprofit. In a statement, the gun rights group says this is a way to exit what it believes is a corrupt political and regulatory environment in New York, where they have been based for 150 years. They chose Texas because the state is home to more than 400,000 NRA members.
The COVID variant that was first detected in the United Kingdom has reached another state. Oregon health officials announced late Friday the state's first case. It is not known where the individual contracted the virus. They have no known travel history. The variant has been detected in at least 12 states and 50 countries. A strain from South Africa has spread to at least 20 countries. The CDC says there is no evidence that the variants cause more severe illness or increase the risk of death. They also say it does not affect the effectiveness of the vaccines. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The NBA and NHL have canceled more games due to cases of the coronavirus. The Grizzlies-Timberwolves game scheduled for Friday was scrapped due to not enough available players. 12 games since last Sunday have been postponed, and more than a dozen players have tested positive for the virus in the past 10 days. Games that were scheduled this Sunday and Monday between the Cavaliers and Wizards are on hold because Washington also does not have enough available players. And the NHL season opener for the Dallas Stars has been pushed back after 17 players tested positive. That game has been rescheduled for next Friday. In what will likely become a closely watched case, the U.S. Supreme Court will decide if nonprofits will be forced to disclose the confidential names and addresses of major donors. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The case challenges a policy first introduced when Kamala Harris was the California Attorney General. It requires all nonprofit organizations who solicit donations in the state to disclose that confidential information. That includes radio and TV ministries when their programs reach into California. John Birch of the Michigan-based Thomas More Law Center will present oral arguments before the court in April.
New York has a similar rule, and if the rule is upheld in California, I'm sure you'll see it replicated in other states as well.
A final decision is expected before June 30th. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.